pointing to the famous Wren Library at Trinity College in Cambridge. Mathematician John Littlewood once said, "Knowledge often comes from the humblest of origins." I'd like to modify that phrase a bit. I believe that great insight often comes from the humblest of origins. Great insight often comes from the humblest of origins. We celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. For observant Jews, Pentecost or Shavuot commemorates the giving of the Torah. It's also a harvest festival. In our first lesson today, we read of the birth of the church, of the Christian movement. Coming from the diaspora, faithful Jews gathered in Jerusalem for the celebration of this festival. The Holy Spirit empowers the disciples to effectively translate the good news of Jesus Christ in languages that the culturally and linguistically diverse hearers could understand. They were amazed that a group of Galileans, those who came from the most humble of origins, humble of backgrounds, were able to communicate in various languages of the world. And so begins a movement that lives into what the Lord and Savior had promised at his ascension only 10 days before. Jesus said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." These humble ones from Galilee are able to communicate in languages unfamiliar to them because they are inspired and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Remember, great insight often comes from the humblest of origins. The Holy Spirit unifies them in the message of liberation and salvation in Jesus, and yet allows them to translate that message across language and cultural barriers. They receive the Holy Spirit that gives them insight about their purpose in fulfilling the mission of God, to bring good news to the poor, proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and to let the oppressed go free. They receive the Holy Spirit, the great wind that inspires them to transcend barriers of race and class in order to enter into the mission field called the world. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." They receive the Holy Spirit, the source of inspiration that puts them in touch with the infinite mind of a God whom they could not concretely fathom, yet came to know in the person of Jesus. Great insight often comes from the humblest of origins, and these disciples are the very embodiment of those words. The Spirit unifies people in their access to infinite consciousness, and at the same time allows us to diversely express God's creativity to this world. Cambridge mathematicians like John Littlewood and G.H. Hardy worked on some of the most amazing mathematical feats. Yet for Hardy and Littlewood, their greatest collaborator came from someone who had the most humble of origins. He was a young prodigy who was quite different from them. He came from India, a land ruled and subjugated by England. He was of meager means. He didn't have formal training in academic philosophy, in the sciences, or in mathematics. Yet this young man, who came from great humility and lacked all of the academic training and credentials that Littlewood and Hardy had, he who claimed to receive from God profound insights, he continues to confound the field of mathematics today. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of creativity and ingenuity that inspired Da Vinci to paint his frescoes, Bach to compose his music, Ramanujan, that great Indian mathematician, to blend mysticism with mathematics, our founders to posit that all humans are created equal, and that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among those rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These words are inspired by the Holy Spirit. These deeds are inspired by the Holy Spirit. And yet, remember, all of these words and these deeds, these great insights, they came from the humblest of origins. As believers, our very lives are the vessels from which the living Holy Spirit flows. St. Anne's, as we celebrate Pentecost, the birthday of our movement, a movement that radically altered the course of human history, let us remember the words of St. Paul, who reminds us that all of us individually have been given the manifestation of God's Holy Spirit for serving the common good. While the gifts of the Spirit we have are different, the fruit of God's Holy Spirit can be seen in the way we live our lives individually and our lives collectively as the church. St. Paul reminds us, for just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body, whether Jew, Gentile, slave, free, male or female. For we are all made to drink of the fountain of that one Holy Spirit who calls us as God's own. Beloved, always remember to be part of the Jesus movement, to be part of the church is a privilege. With that privilege comes responsibility. So will you allow the Holy Spirit to inspire you and connect you with the source of life so that you can receive great insight? Will you allow the Holy Spirit to work through your diverse and particular styles and gifts, fulfilling the mission of the church to reconcile us to God and us to each other? Will you, my dearly beloved, spread the word of a loving God through your words and through your deeds? My beloved, remember, the greatest insights often come from the humblest of origins. Happy birthday, church.